Jeff Parks.
Hi, Jeff. I guess just start off a little bit talking about, where your team is at this point, coming off a big win and getting ready for the WAC tournament or WAC championships in what, 10 days?
Got the big one coming up. This is the one we've been planning for. It's been on our goals all year to win the WAC. We're real excited about coming off of a victory. Got to actually get a victory on the road this year, first time in a long time. But it's been fun, and the guys are working really hard. I'm real excited about going to Vegas and see what happens.
You had some improvement over the last few years. What's been the reason for it?
I think probably some of the training that they're doing now. We're doing a lot more on mental aspect, doing a lot of physical fitness things, and kind of the little things on the, from a golf swing standpoint, they can all hit it, and they should be able to at this level. It's kind of been the little details that I think have really taken us to another level and on a lot more levels to go. So, I think we're seeing some success at the moment, but my goals are a little bit further than this, and I'm excited where we're headed, and it just shows that what we're doing is actually working.
Jeff, I know during the year you talked to me a lot about the mental aspect of the game, and that's something that you really talk to your players a lot about, doing, one shot at a time and so forth, and seeing, not looking at the big picture. How important has that been as far as the progress of this team?
It's been extremely important, and especially in golf. We get a few seconds or minutes even to walk up to a stationary item that's sitting there and try to hit it. And in a lot of other sports, it's pure reaction. It's, the basketball's coming, you grab it and you shoot it. And in golf, we have to stand there and look at it. So a lot of thoughts can go through your head. And those of you who have tried it, you can understand that you got a lot of things floating through your head. And you can be able to clear your mind and focus on your task. The problem is it's a four-hour game, and no one can focus on anything for 4 hours. So we teach to go in and go out, and where you go in and focus on your shot, and you get out and relax and have a good time. And so trying to have some fun while they're playing the game. It's a sport. It's a game that we play. They obviously are ultra competitive. They want to win. That's on everyone's goals. But to be able to get in there, hit the shot, and then get out and relax. And, that's one thing we work on, is trying to keep your chin up, chest out, and, be confident in what they're doing. They've got some wins now under the belt, and that's something that they can be proud of.
Coach, break down the field for us for the conference championships. Who do you think is going to be your major competition?
There's six teams that are ranked basically in the 100 ranked and up. We've got New Mexico State, who is probably the lowest ranked team in the 50s. Then you've got Fresno State, San Jose, Idaho, who's playing well this year, us, and Nevada. And then the three other teams that are pretty highly ranked, they're up in the 175 and up, all the way up in the 200s, Hawaii and Boise, and I don't even remember who the last one is, probably doesn't matter. But there's six teams really that I think are competing against each other and have a legitimate chance of winning. There's not any superstar team that's going to just take it easily. Last year, New Mexico State won, and I think we've seen them one time this year, and they beat us pretty good at Rice. So. But we didn't have our best game there, and I think we're peaking at a good time, so heading in with some confidence.
You got one senior on the team, that's Clint. We'll put him up there in a minute. Just talk a little bit about him and his leadership over this year and what you've seen him as far as progressing during his four-year career.
First of all, I'm going to miss him. He's a great guy, a great leader on the team. He's the captain of the team this year. Can remember just 4 or 5 years ago when he strolled in at Squire Creek and getting some lessons from me. So he's come a long way. He's a guy that you want on your team. He's a competitor. He pushes the guys, and they know when the heat's on, when the time's, he steps up and he shoots some low scores for us, just like he did last week to win at Texas State. So I'm gonna miss him. We're gonna try to keep continuing with what we've done, and he's looking forward to the WAC. One of the things for us to continue to play is to win or get ranked high enough to continue to the postseason. But, with Clinton and everything, that we've got 9 guys on the team, and we've had 7 of the guys finish in the top 15 this year. So it's been a full team effort. Everyone's been pushing and pulling. And I've had everybody on the team play in an event. So it's been a good season.
Jeff,
Jeff, because we don't have a history of qualifying for the NCAA playoffs here, could you kind of explain to everybody how the field is determined for the NCAA championship?
Sure. I guess in the past 17 years, when Golf Stats started, we haven't been to the postseason yet, so I guess that's why we're having a little excitement here. But the way it works is the top 28 teams who win their conference are automatic bid, and it's similar to basketball, so they're automatically in. Out of those 28 teams, there's about 11 conferences that don't have ranked programs. So the next 53 ranked teams on Golf Stat is who they choose. So it gets to 81 teams total. There's six regional spots, and in the six spots, they have 13 teams at three, 14 teams at another, and they take 45 individuals who didn't make it on one of those 83 teams. After you do that, the top five teams at each regional site go to the finals, and the finals are in Oklahoma, and there's a 54-hole stroke play event, and the top eight teams then make it to the finals, and it's a match play event. They seed it just like a basketball bracket, and you just semifinals all the way to the finals. You got five against five, and you're playing for 3 points. The first team to five beat him, that's a point. Number two guy beats them, that's a point. First team to 3 points wins the match. Match is over until you have the finals. Individually, you can go as an individual also if you're not on the team. That if you win your conference, you're automatically in also that way.
Any more questions for Jeff? All right, thanks, Coach.
Thank you all very much.
All right. Just a reminder, guys, they will go out to Henderson, Nevada. We'll see you on the course.